The Gemara Lamed Ches Lamed Aleph makes a whole calculation to show that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Zion Adar. And then the pasuk says, "Vayivka ben Esos Moshe Bar Vismach Shloshim Yom." And after the Shloshim Yom were up, then Yeshua gets a nevuah that Beod Shloshes Yomim Atem Avrim Es Hayarden. Why couldn't? How do you know that he got the nevuah after the 30 days were up? Maybe he got the nevuah at the end of the 30 days. So the Gemara says, Tosis quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, Ein Ashkina Shoira Mitoch Atzus. When a person is in, it says they're crying about the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, so it couldn't be that he got the Nevuah within the 30 days, it must be he got the Nevuah after the 30 days. And then Tosfos gets stuck over here with an issue, so they make a suggestion, they're not sure, they're going back and forth about this. Maybe on the last day of Shloshim, you say, even though it says, V'yivka b'nei Yisrael, as Moshe Shloshim Yom, we have a din of mitzvah ha'am kukula. So the morning of the 30th day, so the avelus is over. So maybe in the afternoon, he could have gotten the nevuah in the afternoon on the 30th day, and right away, the next 3 days are the 3 days that count, and then they crossed over the yard. So Tosfos is not sure about that, whether that really makes sense to say mitzvah ha'am kukula. So therefore, the afternoon of the 30th day, the neo gavelus is over, and therefore he can get the nevuah. What's the issue? Mixes hayam kekulai. Here Tosfos says, "Ein hashchina shem tachatzvus." It says Shabbos lamed amid beis. That's about 12 lines into the Tosfos. Same hem lamed din. On 12 lines into the Tosfos, they quote Shabbos lamed amid beis. So that's the shaila. Mixes hayam kekulai is a din that the oval only has to observe the nihu gavelus the morning of the 30th day. What if he wants to continue to observe the Avelus the rest of the 30th day? Let's say we say Miksam Kukula, the last day of Shiva, the morning of the last day. What if a person wants to observe the Avelus the whole 7th day? He doesn't want to Miksam Kukula is a din. If you want to, you can chop off the Avelus. Miksam Kukula is a din deraisa. Avelus is only, we assume Avelus is only the Rabbanim. Even the Rambam and the Goyim behold that Avelus is deraisa. It's only Avelus Yom Rishon, but the Shiva is the Rabbanim. So the last day of Shiva, the last day of Shloshim, you say Mikzah Sayam Kekulai. But Mikzah Kekulai is not only by Dinim the Rabbanim, it's by Dinim the Raisa, by Nazir. The Ramam Ipanu has a collection of letters. So in one of the letters, he raises the question, why don't you say on Shabbos and Yantam Mikzah Kekulai? There were Jews who did like that. They died by the Hashkama Minyan, and then they went to work. Mikzah Kekulai. So why don't you say? So he says, no. There's a by kedusha. There's an inyan of masifim mechol lakadosh. You want to expand. You want to have more. When it comes to tumah, when it comes to avelus, that we want to shrink it. We want to lessen it. So he thinks that it only makes sense to have the extent kikula by avelus or by tumah. The original pasuk is by zova. Anida, you don't say mixan kikula, but by zova. Anida, let's say the woman becomes Anida on today is Tuesday. The woman becomes Anida on Tuesday. So she has to wait till next week, even if she becomes Anida the last minute before the Shkia, 8:35. So she has to wait till next week, Monday night, to go to the mikveh. You don't say mikveh am kukulai. You don't say that on the last day of Shiva she can go to mikveh in the morning. You don't say it by Anida, you don't say it by your letters. Because your letters it says Kimei Nida Dvaris Titma, she has the same dinam as a Nida. By Zava the pasuk says Vasafal Shiva Syamim Va'acha Titar. So what does it mean? Va'acha Titar? Let us say Vasafal Shiva Syamim V'titoya. So Va'acha Titar, the Gemara in the end of Nida quotes the Tana Reb Shimon. Acha Maisa Titar. She makes a bidika the morning of the 7th day. Ikra din we really there's a machlokes hatanoim. When a Zava have to make bedikas, do you need bedikas every single day of the Shiva Nikim, the Safalo Shivas Yamim? Or by a Zava, Safalo Shivas Yamim? So you need, Safra means bedikas, so you need bedikas every single day, so we paska no. The first day and the last day is enough. That's in the Mishnah. Then the Gemara has a machlekes, Yom Rishon, Yom Hashvi, is that really Lehikuvah? What if you have Tchilos and Afal Pishain Seifan, Seifan Af Pishain Tchilos, and she only made a bedikah on the first day? She didn't make the other 6 days, so she only made a bdika on the 7th day. She made a hepsik tahara. Then she never made any bedikas on the first 6 days of Shivanikim. She made a bedika on the seventh day. So b'di'evid, b'shas hatchak, b'di'evid will make all that. If you have tchilosan alone, or sofan alone, it's also good enough. So that's learned that from the... So, let's say, a woman doesn't really have to do a bdika the morning of the seventh day, that it should be Shemilikim. She made a bdika on the first day, and she didn't do bdikas the last 6 days, but the evidence would be good, but then she can't be toivel in the morning of the seventh day. You can only say miksam kukula to allow her to be toivel in a Torah. Mid the Rabban, we don't permit the Zavah to be toivel by Yom, because Shema Tir Batista, maybe she'll have a Riyah later in the afternoon, on the seventh day, even though the Zav and the Zavah went tefillah on the seventh day based on Miksam Kukula, but if they have a Riyah Ziva later in the day, then it's Soysel and Mafreya. It comes out that everything was wrong. So it'll come out that Shemet Tishamesh, Shemet Tir Batista, maybe she'll have Tashmish with her husband, and then she'll have a Riyah later in the day, that'll be Soysel and Mafreya. Yeah. So the Mokar of the original Mokar in Chumash, it's a din deraisa, miksam kukula. It's not just by Avelis, which is the Rabbanon, that you say miksam kukuli. You say it by Zava, which is deraisa. So, and you say it by Nazir. So that's where Rabbi Yosef Engel tainis in Nazir, in the first Maseches Nazir, in the Gilyoni HaShas, in the first parak around Davhei or so. The Gemara has a machloikis hamaroim. We paskin, you do say miksam kukula by a Nazir. That's a Nazir, mekabel Nazir, so 150 days. So on the 150th day, he can bring the karbonis in the morning and call it quits. He can take a haircut in the morning. Miksam kukula even applies to Nazir, even though it says Kodesh Yir, Gadol Peres HaRosho. So you ought to say Kedusha, you should be Marbe B'Kedusha. So he rejects what the Ramam Ipanu said. I think the city is Fanu, not Panu, some city in Italy. But everybody mispronounces it, so we'll also mispronounce it. So what he said is not correct. So when you restrict the din of miksam kukul, when does it apply? It doesn't apply to a calendaric day. Shabbos and Yontav is a day on the calendar. So what do you mean? You're going to call it quits in the morning. Only applies to a malos. A malos means a zman that's superimposed on the calendar. Someone died, so the family observes avelus. Avelus is not calendaric. People die every day of the year. So whenever the kvura was, so the shiva begins then. A person is Mekabel Naziris, whenever he's Mekabel Naziris. So it begins in the middle of nowhere. There's no calendaric date over there. Or the Zava, whenever she becomes a Zava, the Zava. So whenever, that's called the Malos in Hebrew. So when you have a Malos, then you say Miksa Sayam Kukulot. Yeah, but it only applies if there's something to do. Like by the Zava, she does a Bedika. She doesn't really have to do a bedika in the morning of the eighth day. Let's say she was bedik the first day, so b'di'evid b'shas atchagor we really makel on that. She lost an afal pishen seifon. We would be makel that she can go to mikvah. She's materis lebayla. L'hatchila we're machme. You have to have tchilos on this seifon. But b'di'evid, if it's a big shas atchag, we would be makel tchilos on afal pishen seifon. But if you want to say miksan kekula, then you have to do bedika the morning of the seventh day. So what's Taka the Din? So there's a machlokes Rabbi Yosi, the Tana is of the opinion, and Mishnah is that if a Zava or a Zava made a bdika the morning of the seventh day, so he goes like Rabbi Shimon, Rachat Titach, Amaisa Titor, that pasuk, the Achar, the word Achar, is the mocker, the source for the institution, the Araisa, of Mixus Ayam Kekula, and it even applies by Inyoni Kedusha. Yeah, why doesn't apply Shabbos Yontav? That's a calendaric day. That's why it doesn't apply. Why doesn't apply Tisha B'Av? That's what the Oitzer Agoinim talks about, the end of Tainus. They ask the question because we know that it applies to Avelus, and Tisha B'Av is dinim like Shiva, called the Dvarma, Nogim B'Avel, Nogim Tisha B'Av, that's a Loshon Abraisa. So in Shiva, you say Miksem Kekula, the last day of Shiva. So why don't you say Tisha B'Av is like the last day of Shiva? It's only one day. Oh, so that could be that's the answer. It could be it's a calendaric day because after the Chet HaMeraglim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Atem b'chisa mechir shalchinam ani ekfer lachem b'chila deros." I'll be kaveh this day as a day of Avelus. So maybe it was nikva as a calendaric day. So what are you going to say? Let's say on Shavuot b'Tammuz and on Sarah b'Tevis. Also, you're going to say like that. Also, calendaric day. It's not so glad. Tisha B'Av, you can say it's calendaric day. The others are questioned, but why don't you say there? I don't know. So let's say,
get it faster or out.
The Pashto says that the observance of the Tainis is a form of Avelus. A novel doesn't have to fast, but when we fast over the Churban Beis Hamikdash, that's a form of Avelus, yeah. Ripping Kriya when someone does, usually out of Kavod Avriya, is not out of Avelus. Even a cotton, there's a machlekes in the Goyim, whether there's a din of Chinuch and Avelus. That's a relative dies. So parent dies, a brother dies, whatever. Do you require that a child before Bar Mitzvah or Bas Mitzvah should observe Avelus or not? So we pass and no. There's no Chinuch and Avelus. Question, why not? But we pass and there's no Chinuch and Avelus. Some say because the father's never going to die again. The whole idea of chinuch is that in 2 years he's going to be by mitzvah, he'll know how to shake a lulav, he'll shake the lulav right. Father's never going to die again. This relative is never going to die again. Some say like that. Others give other reasons why. Others give other reasons. But Lamai said, that's it, there's no chinuch and avelus. Even though there's no chinuch and avelus, but there is chinuch and kriya. But kriya and beis hamikdash b'chorbanah, that there's no chinuch. That the Magen Avraham says, before bar mitzvah you don't. Because ripping kriya on the makam amigdash, that's a form of avelus. Ripping kriya when a relative dies, that's not avelus. That's a kavod abrius to show that something changed in the world, that there's a kara, that something is missing. So let's get back again. So the original makam miksam kikula, that's what Tosis is talking about over here. The last day of shloshim, you should have said miksam kikula. Maybe the shechina will be sure. Maybe Yeshua ben Nun can get a nevuah. Then what's the issue here? So on the last day of, let's say, on the level of Darius, a Zav, they're going to make a bdik in the morning of the seventh day, and then they'll go to mikveh. And then they'll have a Riya later in the day, a Riya Zivad later in the day. So Rabbi Yossi says, only mitami mikan al habo. He says, not so, Salam Afre. We don't pass like Rabbi Yossi. We paskin, if the Riya is on the same day before Laila, then it's so, Salam Afre. The miksam kikula just means the person doesn't have to be noig. The shiva is not over yet. Till the end of the day, it is shiva. But the person is not mechuyev to be noig. Nihug. The nihug is that she's asura b'tashmish and she can't be tovel in the mikveh. So we say miksam kikula. If she makes a bedika in the morning and it's he or she, the zav make a bedika, and it's tohar, then you have a right to. Not to continue. Mitzvah's nihug avelus was enough. By a nido, there is no nihug bekumi. I say the zava has a nihug bekumi. The zava and the zava have a nihug bekumi. I say they make bedikas. The nido doesn't have to have any nihug. She can have dam all the 7 days. And as long as the dam ends a minute before the shkia, then she can be tovel balayla after the 7 days are up. But a zava needs shivinikim. A zava and a zava need shivinikim. And shivinikim, you need bedikas for sofer la. Doesn't mean the sofer sphere of the pet, means bedikas. So if you make the bedika on the 6th day, so you did the miktas nihug. You did the miktas nihug, but the shiva is not over. Till the end of the day, still shiva. That's how we paskin against Rabbi Yossi. That's why if there's dam the end of the day, so the 7th day was not a naki. What's it going to help tomorrow? It will be a yom naki, but they have to be ritzufim. You have 6 days naki. Then the 7th day, there was a bedika in the morning. It looked like it was going to be naki, and she went to the mikveh. And then she has a Riyaz Dam later in the afternoon, or the Zav has a Riyaz Ziva later in the afternoon. So Tzoy Salam Afreya, that whole day is Eina Naki. So it's not going to help if tomorrow is going to be a Yom Naki. You have to have all the Shiva and Kim should be Ritzufim. So that's why it's Tzoy Salam Afreya. Tzoy Salam, everything you have to count all the Shiva and Kim all over again. So that's the Shiloh over here. When you say Miksam Kikula by Shloshim, it's not that the Shloshim is over, the Avelis is over. Really, till the end of the day, it is Shloshim. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. And if Dovah wants to sit Shiva at the end of the day, he doesn't want to use the Kula, Miksam Kukula, not the end of Shiva, not at the end of Shloshim. We don't say he's wasting, it's for nothing. Let's say a guy wants to sit Shiva for 10 days. So we tell him, there's no Kiyum. What are you sitting Shiva another 3 days? But if he wants to sit Shiva till the end of the 7th day, there is a Kiyum, because we're strictly speaking till the end of the day is part of the Malos. It's just that the Miksas Nihug in the morning is sufficient. That's a shot that's only in the morning or even the night before. In Shulchan Aruch, there's a stira about that. By Zavo, it's a deferish of Mishnah. Then you only say Miksam Kukula in the daytime, not in the nighttime. She can't make a bedika the night of the 7th day and then go to mikveh. On the level of that, I say, can't, it's not going to help. The bedika, Miksam Kukula, has to be in the morning. So that's a question. What about by Avelus? So that's the Ramban and the Torah Sodom has a machlokes about that. And there's a stir in Shulchan Aruch, one sif against the other in the same simen, and in Hilchas Avelus. We usually assume you don't say Miksem Kukuloi by Balaila, that the Shiva is over the morning of the seventh day, or the morning of the 30th day. The morning. The Chochmah Sodom has a Kula. Chochmah Sodom has a Kula. If the husband has to go on a business trip, and Hayotzev Adercha Schaiv Livka Desishtai, and she's the last day of Shiva, so let us say Miksem Kukula Balaila, the last day of the Shiva, Miksem Kukula, and then in the Avelus, and then he's Muta Lov Alishta, the night of the last day of Shiva. Mishas Hatcha King say Miksem Kukula by Avelus, even at night, because it's 2 days in the Ramban, and it's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. So we are Machmel Lachatchil, but really, Mikra Din, we really should have said, Alochet Devam Mekel Ba'ovel. We really should have said Lahokal, that Balayla you do say, Miks to say Kukula. But the meaning is not so. The meaning is to wait till the morning of the seventh day, the meaning is to wait till the morning of the 30th day to say Miksam Kukula. So I think that's part of the issue here in the Tosis. They're not so sure whether do you have the right to say Vayivku B'nei Yisrael, Vayivku B'nei Yisrael, Moshe Shloshim Yoim. They have a right to say Miksam Kukula, and therefore the afternoon of the 30th day is already Ashchina Ishoira, because it's not Shori B'tzar, but it's still the middle of the Shloshim. The Shloshim is not over. You don't have to be Noyig. There's no requirement to be Noyig the Shloshim at the end of the day, but it's still Ein Ashchina Shori B'tachatzus. There's room to argue the point and say that there shouldn't be a Hashros Ashchina later in the day. So that's 2 days in Tosfos. Interesting. So what does the Gemara have here? The Gemara quotes a Braisa, Reb Shimon Baichoy. 10 lines from the bottom of Lamed Chesem and Aleph in the Gemara. Tanya, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, I'm there. There are 3 mitzvahs. Nitzavis el dichnisasim l'aretz. It's really a mitzvah play b'aretz. Agricultural mitzvah. And nonetheless, all 3 apply in chutz l'aretz min ha-Torah. What are the 3? So what is one is chodosh. He's assuming like Reb Blazer in the Mishnah. The top line on daf Lamed Zayinim and Aleph. Reb Blazer emaf ha-chodosh, because it says, b'chol moshu seichem. And there was the machlokes. Moshe Vasecha means Eretz Yisrael Achi Yerusha V'Yeshiva after the Shevesh Kavsha and the Shevesh Chilko. Moshe Vasecha means wherever the Jews live, wherever in the world. So Reb Shimon Bar Yochai over here in his brisa, 10 lines before the bottom of Lamed Ches Manal, obviously thinks number one like Reb Leizer in the Mishnah that Chodesh is noig all over the world, and then he makes a kal v'chomer to Kilayim. That Kilayim should be, that Kilayim should be noig all over the world. What's the Kal V'chomer? Chodesh is also Bachila, but it's Muta B'Hanoah. You have the Mishnah described that in the days of the Beis HaMikdosh, they brought the Minchas HaOmer and the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, and the people would be selling Chodesh in the stores before. Obviously, it's Muta Barnoah. If it's Asa Barnoah, how do you sell it? So it's Muta Barnoah, just Asa Bachila. Asa Bachila, Muta Barnoah. So Madach, Chodosh, which is Muta Barnoah, V'ein Yisura Yisrael Elom, V'yesh Heter L'Yisurai. What's Yesh Heter L'Yisurai? So Tosfos, V'ein Yisura Yisrael Elom, Tosfos quotes Rashi. Yesh Heter L'Yisurai means, really, Chodosh is also all day long, the first day Chol HaMoed. Unless you bring the Minchas HaOmer. If you bring the Minchas HaOmer, they usually used to bring in the morning, as much as HaMikdash HaKayim, then the Chodesh is Mutter. The people who don't live near the Beis HaMikdash, how do they know when they brought the Minchas HaOmer? So the Mishnah says, by Chatzos for sure, by noon for sure they brought Minchas HaOmer. We assume that Chazokah Shlichos HaShlichusah. The Gemara in Erevin has a whole discussion whether they have the right to assume Chazok HaShlich 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 or not. If he has the Shlich to make an Erev Etchumen for you, to make an Erev Chatzeres, and he never called you back to tell you that he never reported back that he did it. So do you have the right to assume Arubin Aleisa Kamon Chazok HaShlich HaShlich HaShlich? So that's a Shaila in the Gemara. So we pass him by Dinim Deraisa, yeah, you should not rely by Dinim Derabbanan, you may assume Chazok HaShlich HaShlich HaShlich. So what about eating Chodosh? The Mishnah says that Ein Bezim Misatzel Medova, we assume that the Bezna Godel is in the Beis HaMikdash supervising the Kohanim that they're going to bring the Minchas HaOmer before noon, before 12 o'clock on the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, How do you know? Because Chazak and Shleichos and Shlichusa. The Gemara says no. If it's a very, it depends how meticulous is the Shlich. There's not Gadol. They're very reliable. So if it's a Shlemiel and a lot of times he forgets, he's forgetful and he's not all there, not 100% there, then for sure you don't rely Chazak and Shleichos and Shlichusa. And if it's Bezna Gadol, for sure you do have a right to rely Chazak and Shleichos and Shlichusa. And if it's not a Shlemiel, then it's not the Bezna Gadol. In between, so then it's a Dion in the Gemara and the Sugya and everything. So Gemara comes to the Maskana that by Dinim Deraisa you should not rely, by Dinim Derabanan you can rely. Tyson says on that Gemara that Minatora you can even rely Chazak and Shleichos and Shlichusa by Dinim Deraisa also. It's only a Chumim and Derabanan not to rely Chazak and Shleichos and Shlichusa. That's Rabbi Chaim Moshe has a tshuva. When you send shalachmanis, and the guy's supposed to deliver it, so shalachmanis is not a din deraisa, it's not a din derabanan, it's divrei kabbalah. But usually the Rabbeinu Tam says in the tshuva, divrei kabbalah kedivrei Torah damyan. That's the lashon haGemara. Divrei kabbalah kedivrei Torah damyan. So you should treat shalachmanis like. So sometimes the person gets the shalachmanis on Purim and he sends you back shalachmanis. Obviously he got it. Otherwise, why did he send me back? The same person who delivers the Shalach Manas Dim delivers back. So obviously he delivered it and he gave back. Or he calls you on the phone and he tells you thank you for your beautiful Shalach Manas or whatever. But if you don't know, the guy doesn't call back and he doesn't send anything, you don't know whether he got the Shalach Manas, do you say that Shalach Manas is Dibre Kabbalah, Dibre Kabbalah, Kadibre Torah Damian? So you have no right to rely on Chazak, Shlichos, Shlichos. So that was where Abchai Moshe has a tshuva about that. So he thinks that you can. He thinks because Tosfos says on that Gemara that Menatoyrach Chazaka Shlichos Shlichus even works on Dinim Deraisa. It's only a Chumim Mederabbanan not. So the Chumim Mederabbanan must speak if you're Machma by Dinim Mamish Deraisa. You don't have to, not Machuif to say, Divi Kabbalah Kedivri Torah Damian, so they're also Chazaka Shlichos Shlichus. It doesn't work. Menatoyrach works even by Dinim Deraisa as well. So again, the pasuk, there's a steer in the pasuk. V'lecha v'kol avkam l'asoch lo aretz amayim hazeh ad haviyachem hazeh matnufo. So the Gemara Menachem says it's a steer. Aretz amayim hazeh, etzem means yitzuma shel yom, the daytime part of the day of tes zayin nisen. Etz amayim hazeh is tes zayin nisen, first day chol hamoed. So what do you mean yitzuma shel yom to the daytime part? What do you mean ad etzem, ad v'yad bechlal, ad v'lo yad bechlal? Mean to the end of tes zayin nisen or to the beginning of the morning of tes. Is a muta her hayom? Bizman shabes hamigdush kayim, you have to wait. Ar haviyachem esay matnufa. Bizman shein beis hamigdush kayim, then it's aretzam hayam hazeh. That's how the Gemara answers the stira. There are two different zmanim. Lech lekol v'kam l'soch, yiken in chodesh, aretzam hayam hazeh, till yitzum shal yom, till the daytime part of tezayin. Isn't it? Ar haviyachem, till you bring them in chasam, so which is it? So the Gemara said, bizman shabes hamigdush hayam kayim, then hakrabas hamincha is matnufa. Minchasayim is matter, and if it's manchein beis hamikdash kam, then it's umushal yom is matter. So that's a machlokes satanayim. Whether ad ve'ad bechlal ad v'loy ad bechlal. So Rabbi Yehuda the Tana in the Mishnah in Perek Rabbi Shmuel and Menaches is all the opinion. Ad samayim is ad ve'ad bechlal. That is manchein beis hamikdash kam. You have to wait till sof hayom. You have to wait till the end of the day. That's what the Gemara lists off the 9 takanas of Rabbi Yechon Mizrachim. He was the chief rabbi. Under his leadership, they made 9 takanas the rabbanim. So one of the takanas was that yom hanef kulo yosem, that you're not allowed to eat chodesh after the churban abayis. Bizman abayi, Rabbi Yechman Zakkai lived through the churban abayis. He was the chief rabbi for 40 years, the Gemara says. He went to work, and then at the age of 40, he made a fortune, and he retired. I guess they bought him out from the partnership in the business, whatever. He retired, then he started to learn. He learned for 40 years till he became the age of 80. They appointed him chief rabbi. Then from 80 till 120, so that's when he was a chief rabbi for 40 years. And part of the 40 years was the before and after the Churban Abayis. So the Gemara says that under his leadership, they made 9 takanas. One of them was Yom Hanef Kuloa. So Yom Tenufa Soimer, the whole day you're not allowed to eat chodesh. So Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with him. He says, what do you need a takana? The rabbanon. That's the din deraisa. So the Gemara says it could be Rabbi Yechemen Zakkai also meant that it's a din deraisa. I called it a takana, one of the 9 takanas. The Gemara says it could be that it's dorash v'hiskin. Takanas don't, it could be that 8 of the takanas are the rabbanon, takanas the rabbanon. And the 9th one, that yom hen of kula asa, yom tenufa saime, you're not allowed to eat chodesh all day long, could be that that's dorash v'hiskin. It just popularized what the din d'araisa is, that chodesh is also ad etzem ayam is ad v'ad bechlal, till the end of the day, till the end of yom hen of kulo yasa. So the Gemara is not sure about that, whether Rabbi Yechem ben Zakkai is in disagreement with Rabbi Yehuda or he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Did he mean to say that it's only the Rabbanim, not like Rabbi Yehuda? So Tosfos said, this Gemara that says that Hakrovas Minchas, Rashi learns, Yesh Heteli Isura, it means that the Issa should really be all day long, Tezayin Issim and Atarot Asur, till the end of the day. But if you bring the Minchas Oim, if it's Man HaMikdash, you bring the Minchas Oim, and then it'll be Matta the Issa in the middle of the day. That's what Rashi learns. Yesh Heteli Isura is a way to be Matarit in the middle of this month. So Tosfos says, well, if he's there, what Rashi said, Asyik Reb Yehuda, goes like the Tana Reb Yehuda. We're not so sure whether Rabbi Yechem and Zachary agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, disagrees. Okay. That's what Tosfos points out.
I mean, it's always after the day, no matter what you say, you light each other, it becomes mutter. In other words, climb doesn't never become mutter. But this becomes mutter.
Yes.
Why do you have to...
Tosfos learns that that's called Yisuri Yisaroilom. Yisuri that kilayim, yeah. This food is kilayim, it'll never become mutter. But Chodosh is Ein Yisur Yisur Olam. After a day or two, it's going to be Mutter. Yeah. It'll become Yashan. It won't be. Yeah, but the question is, how do you translate the words Yesh Heteli Yisurai? So Rashi translates, Tosa doesn't translate like that. Rashi translates Yesh Heteli Yisurai. Within the Zman Yisur, there's a way to make it Mutter. If you bring the Menchas Haim, it'll be Mutter. So Tosa said, that's only if you assume like Rabbi Yehuda, that really it's also all day long. If you're being the Menchas Haim, then it's Mat in the middle. Because according to the others, that Heir HaMizrach is Matir, so Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayam, you have a Chumer, you don't have a Kula. Since it's possible to bring the Menchas Haim, so you don't say Heir HaMizrach Matir, you have to wait till HaKrovas Menchas Haim. They say Heir HaMizrach Matir takes off the Yisr. There's an Yisr Lav. If a person eats Chodesh, he gets Malkus, because there's a Lav. So the lav is off with Heir Panei HaMizrach. Aretz HaMayam HaZeh. Then Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim. Even though the lav is off, there's a Yisr Esei not to eat before Havas Menchas HaYim. Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim. So there's no... So you can't say there's an Yisr Esei not to eat before you bring Menchas HaYim. You can't bring Menchas HaYim. So Heir HaMizrach would be Matir. But if you're all like Rabbi Yehuda, no. Ad V'Ad Bechlal, till the end of the day. Till the end of the day, it's Osir, and Bizman HaMikdash, you have a Heter. If you bring the Minchas in the middle of the day, it'll be Matarit. So this Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, he claims, you have a Pasuk, B'chol Moshe Seichem by Chodosh, that Chodosh B'chus Lo Zederais. It starts off like Reb Lezer, in the Mishnah, the top line on Lamed Zayin. And then he has a Kal V'choimer, that it should apply to Kilayim. Kilayim is Osir Bano. So it's more chomer than chodosh. So certainly should be noig b'chutz l'aretz. Bein roz, bein b'chutz l'aretz. Kal v'chaim is what in the midrash turned to the reshes man. Whoop! So he holds that kalayim is noig ben atar kloy hakerem. It's also ba'no. Harkovas ilonis is not also ba'no. Only kloy hakerem is also ba'no. There's different kinds of kalayim. There's kloy zroim. If you plant different vegetables together, that's kloy zroim. So that the Gemara says on the next daf, on Lamed Tes, Lamed Aleph, that's only Noig and Eretz Yisroel. That's not Noig and Chutz Laretz. The Rashi Shita is that Kaloi Zroim is only Mid Rabbanim to begin with. Even in Eretz Yisroel, it's only Mid Rabbanim. Aye, but Zapasik, there's one Pasik, Lasizik Karmachai Kilayim, that's Kaloi HaKerem. The other Pasik says Sotcha Lasizik Kilayim. So it says Sotcha, Sotcha means that it's not a Kerem. So Rashi says no, Sotcha only means a Kerem. Only by Kerem. Kloy's rhyme is only with the Rabbanim. So according to Rashi, we understand very well why they never introduced Kloy's rhyme and Chutz Lortz, because it'll be Exeril Exer, because even in Eretz all proper, it's only with the Rabbanim. So they said they never made a Chumer to apply to Chutz Lortz, because that would be Exeril Exer. That's a beautiful explanation, but the problem is so good. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara says Kloy's rhyme was never introduced in Chutz Lortz because it's Kal. Kloy HaKerem is also Bahanoa. Kloy Yisraim is also to plant it, but B'di'evit, if you plant it, it is Muta Machila, Muta Bahanoa. So since it's not as Chomer as Kloy HaKerem, so they never introduced in the Chutz Lortz. So Taka, the reason of the Gemara doesn't, we don't understand it. why you only make a gzera midrabbanon if the yisur the araisa that you're concerned about is so chomer that it's also bano, and if you have something that's only also bachin mutbano, so you don't make a gzera midrabbanon. Why you make gzera midrabbanon even if it's mutbano? So Rashi has an explanation. It's better than the Gemara's, but the Gemara didn't say what Rashi said. The Tosis, the whole Tosis, l'kaimalon like Rabbi Yoshia, that Tosis on Lametesam and Alta, long thin Tosis. Tosis says it's not right. Tosis b'kama mekaimis. They disagree with the Rashi. It's a few places in Shas. So Tosis says it's not true. Kloy's rhyme is Anisa deraisa, and they should have made Exera derabban on the Chutzlor. It's not Exera l'Exera. The Gemara says this strange reason, which we don't really understand, that since it's not as chomer as kloy hakerem, that if you planted it, b'di'evet, it's mutabanon. So that's why they never made the gzeira in chutz lo'aretz. We don't really understand it. But anyway, that's a machloikas, Rashi and Tosis, whether kloy is roim in Eretz Yisrael, there's an issa derais, an issa rabban. Rashi holds it's only with the rabban, and when it says sot chalus is a kalayim, it means the same as karmachon. There's no issa kloy is roim in Atan. Tosis says no. Kloy is roim is an issa derais in Eretz Yisrael, but b'di'evet will be mutabachil and mutabano. Kloy akerem b'di'evet is also bachil and also bano. Pasuk says, lo sizah karmachon kilayim, Pentugdash amalei asher tizra asvuas hakorim. So what does it mean? Pentugdash, lest it will become osir ba'achila. Tugdash, lest it will become osir. Then the Gemara says that we darshan also pentukareish, that kloy hakerem is minhan isrochim. If you do have kloy hakerem growing in your farm, you're supposed to burn it. Most yisurei hanoa just minhan igbarim. You have to dispose of it. You don't leave it around the house. Mishum chashash takola, the rabban. If you're going to leave tray for food in the refrigerator, let's say for the goyisha workers, the maid is coming on Friday to clean the house, so you leave a tray for sandwich, a tray for salami sandwich for the maid. So it's not a smart thing. The Gemara says you shouldn't do that because the children may think they think everything in the refrigerator is kosher. Even if you write this is not kosher, not all the kids are going to read the sign before they eat. They're going to eat it and then read the instructions on their label. So you're not allowed to have tray for food around the house. But kaloi hakerem is min hanisrafim, not just min hanigbarim, you have to dispose of it. It's min hanisrafim, you're supposed to burn it. The Mishnah says that orlo is also min hanisrafim. That's a Rashi and Tosis on the last daf in Tmura. When the Mishnah divides all the Yisrael, they know which hanigbarim, which hanisrafim. So Rashi and Tosis both say they don't know where is the mocker. How did the Tanoim know that Orlo is Minhan Isrofim? So there must be some mocker, that there's some kind of a hekesh connecting, linking together Orlo and Klei Akerem. The Gemara always puts the two together. Orlo and Klei Akerem both need Masayim to be Mevatel. Truma is Betela B'meya, and Orlo and Klei Akerem need Masayim to be Mevatel. It's all Medirabbanan. Truma Betela B'meya is the Ferish Gemara neither. It's only Medirabbanan. And Orla and Klei Akerem is the Masayim because it's twice as chomer as Truma. Truma is only Osa Bachil and Mutabano, and Orla and Klei Akerem is even Osa Bano. So it says, made a kofa l'isura, kofa l'aliyosa. Since the Torah made a double isa to Osa Bachil and Osa Bano, so you need twice as much to be mevatlet on the level of Rabbanan. By Truma you need Meya, by Orla and Klei Akerem you need Masayim. So why do they put together Orla and Klei Akerem? There are other isura hano in the world. That, let's say Chomer is B'Pesach. Is also Bahanoa with Kares. And nobody ever said that you need Masayim. There's a machlekes whether Chomez B'Pesach is B'Mashahu. So we have the Gears in the Gemara, Chomez B'Pesach is B'Mashahu. Rabbi Natam, and Daf Lamed in Pesach, Rabbi Natam thinks that the Gears of Sashtiltis is more correct, that Chomez B'Pesach is not B'Mashahu. It's Batal B'Shishim. So why doesn't somebody say that you need Masayim? Why doesn't somebody say that you need Masayim? There is in one place in the Rashbo wrote the Torah Sabayis. That's the whole Yerdei. Chelek Aleph was all based on the Torah Sabayis. Hachshuchas Shchita, Hachshuchas Treifas, Basam Cholov, Tarubas, Malicha, everything in Chelek Aleph Yerdei comes from the Rashbo, and every section in Shulchan Aruch is based on a different region. Big chunks of Chosheh Mishpot are based on the Sefer HaTrumas, which was written by Talmud of the Ramban. And then there are other sections in Arachaim that are based on the Sefer HaTruma. That's Baal HaTosfos, Rabbeinu Baruch, Talmud, or Rabbeinu Tam. Different sections. So you have the Torah Sabbais, then you have the Ra'or wrote the Berak Habayis, and then Rashba wrote the Mishmer Sabbais to defend what he wrote in the Torah Sabbais from the Hasogas of the Ra'or and the Berak Habayis. So in the Berak Habayis, in one place, there's a line that says, the Chometz B'Pesach is Beresh, the Masayim. It's probably a misprint. I don't have the new editions. In this time, the new editions of the Torah Sabbais probably have it corrected. It's probably a mistake. Because there is no such Gemara that says that Chometz B'Pesach should be B'Masayim. So that's the question. Why do they always put together Orla and Klei HaKerem? That just like Orla, just like Klei HaKerem is Masayim, so Orla is also Masayim. And why is it Bitzreif? I don't know. So Rashi and Tai says they don't know. There must be a mokka somewhere that links together, that joins together Orla with Klei HaKerem. So just like Klei HaKerem is Pentugel or Shtukat Eish, that you need Sreifa, so Orla is also Menan Esrochim. You're supposed to burn it. Okay. Nachum also, there are different kinds of Klaim. So you have Klei HaKerem is we don't pass like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He holds that Klei HaKerem is Noi B'chutz Lo'etz Min HaTorah. We don't pass like that. We pass Klei HaKerem B'chutz Lo'etz only with the Rabbanim. And Sveika Mutter, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah later. Sofik Klei HaKerem B'chutz Lo'etz is Mutter.
If you see it, the lav.
There's no lav to plant it, there's a lav. In Eretz Yisrael, there's an Issa to plant it. And then even if a guy planted it, there's an Issa to eat it. So in Chutz Lo'aretz, the whole Issa to plant it is only with the Rabbanan, and the whole Issa to eat it is only with the Rabbanan. We don't accept Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's Kal V'chaimer. We don't accept it. He claims that Klei HaKerem is also B'chutz Lo'aretz. Min HaTorah. He says Kal V'chaimer from Chodesh B'chutz Lo'aretz. So you have Klei HaKerem, then you have Klei Zoram, as Machlokes Rashi and Tosafot, whether in Eretz Yisrael is the Ra'is or the Rabbanan, but B'chutz Lo'aretz, Klei Zoram does not apply. So according to Rashi, we could have understood why. He could have said why, because it's a gzeirah l'gzeirah. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara gives a different reason, because it's a weaker reason. Klei HaKerem is also even by Noah, so there they asked, they made a gzeirah b'chutz lo'aretz. Klei Zoram is only also to plant it, but the Yevet, it's not also b'achila by Noah, so therefore it's an Issa Kal, so they never made a gzeirah b'chutz lo'aretz. We don't fully understand that. Then there's another kind of klein that's harkovas ilonis. If you plant two trees next to each other, that's not an Issa Klein, even in Eretz. If you plant two vegetables near each other, that'll be Klei Zoram, that according to Tosfos is an Issa Deraisa. If you plant two trees near each other, an apple tree next to an orange tree, that's not an Issa Klei Kilayim. Issa Kilayim by trees is if you do Harkovas Ilonis. If you break off a branch from one tree and you graft it onto another tree, and a different kind of a fruit that's going to grow. It's not going to be fruit A or B, it's going to be C. It's going to be a blend of the two. So that's an Issa, we assume that's an Issa deraisa, even in Chutz Lo'aretz and even by Bnei Noach.
But it's not also
B'Achila. But B'Yavid is not also B'Achila, it's only also to do it, to make it. But once you made it already, then it's Mutta B'Achila. If what?
Yishhatu v'Yisuro is just the flip side of Yisuro v'Yisur Ola, as opposed to that during the Zman of Yisur, you make it mutter?
I don't know. Other men in Yishanim say that it means the same thing. I don't know. I doubt it. The simple reading of the Gemara, that there are three different things, three different reasons. In Yisur Yisam, in Yisur Yisam, no, Yishhatu v'Yisur, because the Gemara has number one and number three. You want to say number two is a different one. You want to say one and three are identical. Same thing. Doesn't sound like it. It sounds like the three different points that Klei HaKerem is more chomer than Chodosh. Yisur Yisur, Elam Ben Hetel Yisur. They're listed as one and three, they're not listed together. So it doesn't sound like it's the same thing. Yeah. So our Kodosh Elon is we take the Ramam take Paskins like that. Neshach and Yerodeh quotes the Ramam. Hakavas Ilanis is not b'chutz lo'aretz min haTorah, and it's also for Bnei Noach. Usually, you say there are only seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach. That's not true. There are seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach that we apply azarasim zuim misosim. Whenever they violate any one of the seven mitzvahs, the chay misa. And on the additional prohibitions, like over here, you don't say azarasim zuim misosim. That's why it wasn't included in the seven mitzvahs. but we assume it is, and they said they're Isa. As far as the Nochama are concerned, certainly it doesn't make a difference, Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz. So our Kodesh Ilanas, we assume to grift a branch from one tree onto another tree, we assume that's an Isa deraisa, even a Chutz La'aretz, and even for the Bnei Noach, it's an Isa.
So if you buy stuff from a farm or an institution that does that, are you over looking at Iver, or that because you're allowed to eat it?
Sometimes it'll be leaf navy. I mean, if not for the fact, I'm buying tons of it from them.
Yeah.
I'm buying up everything. And if not for the fact that I'm a, I ask them, make this kind of a fruit, and I'm going to buy
them. They
make on their own. So maybe because I buy so much, I'm encouraging them. Sometimes it will be leaf navy. But if I'm just a little customer, they're going to make the same amount of harkovas ilonas anyway. Then there's no leaf navy either. Sometimes my buying it is what encourages them to continue to stay in business. Yeah. Let's say an Orthodox minion wants to rent space in a conservative synagogue. They want to daven there. So assuming that per se is not a problem, but you're supporting a conservative synagogue. So the question is, if the conservative synagogue has millions of dollars sitting in their bank, so you're not supporting the shul is going to continue with you or without you. But if they really need your rent in order to stay alive, and if I'm the Orthodox group is not going to rent the basement, they're going to close shop. They won't be able to continue. Then you're supporting the conservative synagogue. Then you got a problem. Some of the yeshivas rent spaces in a conservative temple. So that's sometimes an issue of lif na'iva. The original achrayim who asked an esrik hamurkov, the Magen Avraham quotes, the original chumah was because they said even though the goyim make the harkava. The Jews didn't do it. They said it's a mitzvah bo b'aveira. Since the Nochrim Amuzer not to do that Shmuel's memory, Omer Shmuel's Chukosa to Shmuel, right in the middle of Lamentesim and Aleph, and it's in Sanhedrin. So since we paskan like Shmuel, so it's, if the Nochrim make the Harkovas Ilanas, that should be a mitzvah bo b'aveira. That was the original psul. So Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius has a whole tshuva in the base of Ephraim where he disagrees. He said, that's not the reason why we pasul an esrog on mirkot, because we say it's the wrong min. It has to be 100% esrog. It's 50% esrog, 50% lemon, or 50% something else. Grapefruit, it's not fully an esrog. It's the wrong min. It's not because mitzvah b'aveira. Mitzvah b'aveira doesn't mean somebody did an aveira and that enabled me to fulfill the mitzvah. It has to be someone did an aveira that created a chefza shal aveira. There's a new chaloshema on the thing, let's say a lulabah gozel. So there's a kinyin zela. There's a chaloshem kinyin zela on the thing. If he stole karka and you say karka ain't an exela, so there's no kinyin zela. Gemara said there's no mitzvah blah, blah, there. If I steal karka, then I build a sukkah on it. So the din is that the sukkah has to have a floor, and the floor is stolen over here. So it should be a mitzvah blah, blah, there. So Gemara said if he hold karka ain't an exela, so he did an aveira by stealing the karka that enabled you to fulfill the mitzvah, because I built the silk on his backyard. But there's not a chefza shel aveira. That's a beferish gemara in lulav agozel. If karka ain't an exela, so it's not a mitzvah b'aveira. So that was the taina of the Beis Ephraim. How can you say over here that the esrog amurkav is a mitzvah b'aveira? It's correct. The aveira enabled the fella to do the mitzvah later on. But he has an esrog amurkav, but there's no chaloshem aveira on the thing. It's mutabachil and mutabanos, and nothing was chal because I did an aveira, but it didn't leave a lasting effect on it. So those are the different kinds of kilayim. This kloy zroim, this kloy hakerim, this harkavas ilonis. Harkavas ilonis is an isa deraisa even a chutz la'aretz. And kloy zroim is machlekes Rashi and Tosafot, whether it's deraisa even in Eretz Yisrael, but chutz la'aretz doesn't apply. Kloy hakerim, we paskin is only midirabbanan b'chutz la'aretz, and that's why sofik is mutter. That's the bottom of lamet chesam in basic. What quotes Mishnayos? The sofik lo yakerem b'chutz la'aretz is mutter. You go to the store and you buy grapes. Maybe the grapes are chutz la'aretz. Maybe the grapes are kloy hakerem. The answer is they didn't import, they didn't bring them from Eretz Yisrael. It's a sofik lo yakerem b'chutz la'aretz. It's a sofik lo yakerem b'chutz la'aretz. It's mutter because it's only the rabbanan. We don't paskin like, we don't accept Rav Shimon bar Yochai. And Orla is the third. He says Orla is also a kavachaymer from Chadash. The Kalvachayim, who had then Lo'or Labishtayim. You don't have, you see from the Gemara that it's three different reasons. See, by Orla, it's only Kalvachayim based on 2 points, and by Kalvachayim, it's Kalvachayim based on 3 points. So you see the Farish in the Gemara that Yesh Hetel Yisura and any Surah Yisur Olam are not the same thing. Because the Gemara says, by Orla, there are only two out of the three. You don't have all three. So what do you mean you only have two out of the three? That Orla is also Bahano as opposed to Chodesh. Chodesh is Mutamano, Orla is also Mano. So that's one Kalvachayim. And then you have also another Kalvachayim. What's the other one by Orla? So Rashi says that the Orla is Ein Hetali Yisura. But it's not Yisura, Yisura Olam. Orla is only also the first 3 years. The third year is Mutar. So Rashi learns you only have two out of the three Kalvachayimahs. The third Nekuda, that Yisura, Yisura Olam, doesn't apply to Orla. It's only also the first 2 years. Tosfos is not happy with that. Tosfos says Yisura, Yisura Olam, the parents that are Orla will never become Mutar. So it is Yisura Yisur Olam. It is Yisura Yisur Olam.
It comes out of the plant, becomes where it grows.
What grows on the fourth year will not be Orla, but with the stuff that grew the first 3 years will remain also the Orla void. Yeah. Orla is not Noeg after the first 3 years, but whatever grew in the first 3 years is Orla, that'll never have a Hetter. So Tosfos says that Orla, the word is a Yesh Hetter Yisur. In what way is Yesh Hetter Yisur? Tosfos has two pshatim. The one pshat is, Yesh Hetter Yisur, you're permitted to plant a tree and to create Orla.
Otherwise, you're not able to plant anything.
Can't plant anything. And Chodesh also, they say, Chodesh is Yesh Hetter Yisur. You're permitted to plant Tvua, you know it's going to grow, it's going to be Chodesh. You're permitted to bring about Chodesh. There's no Avera to plant, even though what's going to grow is going to be Chodesh. Yesh Hetter Yisur, you're permitted. Kloya Kerem is Ein Hetter Yisur. You're not allowed to plant Kloya Kerem, not allowed to bring it into existence. But Orla is the same as Chodesh. Yesh Hetter Yisur, that's one pshat in Tosfos. Rabbi Yonta Pirish. Yesh Hetter Yisur, you're permitted to plant trees, you're permitted to plant grain, even though you're creating these. And then Tosfos has another interpretation, a wapra of a chidish, Rabbeinu Tam, that Yesh Hetel Yisura by Orla refers to Revai, that the berries that grow the fourth year have the din of Revai. They're supposed to bring the Yerushalayim and eat them, unless you paid it. If you paid it, then you're allowed to eat it chutz Yerushalayim also. So you see, Yesh Hetel Yisura. But that's not Orla, that's Revai. So the Rabbeinu Tam seems to assume that that's Poshe B'Shat and Rabbeinu Tam, that Revai is a Hemshech of Orla. We always thought Orla is only 3 years, and the fourth year, no more Orla. So he sounds like he's saying, no, Orla is not for 4 years, but the fourth year, it's a little more lenient than the first 3 years. First 3 years is Ein Hetel Yisur, the Orla remains also the unavoid, and the fourth year, Yesh Hetel Yisur. If you bring it to Yerushalayim, you can eat it, or if you paid it, then the Kedusha goes on to the money. Then you can eat the Paris, Chutz Li Yerushalayim.
What if you don't do it? Then it remains Osir, right?
If you're not Poida.
Yeah, if you're not Poida and you don't take them to Yerushalayim.
Then it's Osir Bachila. Some say it's even Osir Bano. Yeah.
And then what Shem does it have?
Orla. But Rabbeinu Tam sounds like he knows that it has a Din Revai, but he seems to understand that Revai is a Hemshech of Orla. Orla is really like for 4 years, not 3 years.
That's true. Because if you don't do anything, it remains Orla.
Not really, remains Revai. We usually assume not like this. Orla is only for 3 years. After the 3 years up, there's a new din, a Revai. So Rabbeinu Tam Lo holds that Revai is a Hemshech of Orla. Orla is not for 4 years, but the fourth year of Orla is Yesh Hetel Yisur.
Why don't we call it Orla? I mean, why don't we just say it's Orla and Revai is the Revai is the...
That's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. Yeah. But the other Balei HaTosfos probably don't agree with that. They probably hold the Orla is Noeg for 3 years and the fourth year is a different din. It's a din of Revai. When we learned from the beginning of Kiddushin, it's on the base, I think. There's a gigantic Tosfos, Esu Shavili in the bottom of base on the base, going over to Gimel and Aleph. The Tosfos assumes a Dovah Pasha like the Sheiltas, like the Gaonim. That Orla's Noi Bechutz Lorit, whatever it is, whether it's Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, Amid the Rabbanon, and the Machlok is coming up, that Orla's Noi Bechutz Lorit includes Revai. Revai even applies also Bechutz Lorit. And the Rama makes a big stink that it's not so. The Gaonim made a mistake. The Gaonim think that Revai applies b'chutz la'aretz. It's wrong. Only Oral applies and Revai doesn't apply. There's no din of net to Revai.
You just eat it.
Heter Gomer. After the 3 years are up, Heter Gomer, you don't have to be paid there, you don't need anything. So what are they fighting about? What exactly is the machlokes? So the Menchas Chinuch has the suggestion based on this thesis. He says, Oral is not b'chutz la'aretz. It's Oral 3 years or 4 years. So according to Rabbi Netam, Orla is 4 years. Revai is a branch of Orla. So since the Allah al Moshe Messina, the Din the Rabbana, whichever it is, since there is a Din, for some source or another, that Orla is not b'chutz las. Orla is for 4 years. The fourth year of Orla, we call Revai, but it's also Orla. So that's what Taisus goes with the Shitas of Rabbi Netam. Taisus and the Gaonim held that Netam Revai is not b'chutz las also. And the Rambam holds like the other Balei Taisus. The Rambam holds that Orla l'chud and Netam Revai l'chud. So Orla b'chutz las. Shamanu, Neter Revai, nobody ever said Neter Revai is Nag B'chutz La'aretz. That's how the Menachas Chinuch suggests. That the Machloike is the Rambam against the Gaonim depends on over here, and this issue over here. In Yeshivas today, everybody says over Abchaim. Abchaim and the Ragat Shavah both have this saying. They both learned together as little children. Both learned by the Beis Alevi. The Ragat Shavah was very sharp. He would always used to be Mevatel everybody. So he used to refer to Abchaim Soloveitchik as the Brisker Rav's son. Beis Alevi was the Brisker. He didn't think highly of Reb Chaim. Didn't think highly of anybody. But the Osameach, who lived in the same village, he thought highly of him. I told you over this story. There was a Balabosa who used to live here in the neighborhood. And his father knew the Ragachover from Lithuania. They were Litvaks. And Mr. Kut. So his father was in business. They lived in Lithuania, and then for business, they were going to travel from Lithuania to South Africa. And the First World War broke out, so they got stuck in Germany and remained in Berlin. Till the Second World War, then he had to run away, so he came to America. So he said his father knew a lot of the Litvish Rabbanim. He learned in the yeshiva at the same time as they did. So he knew them. So sometimes they would come to Berlin for medical treatment. So he would go visit them. So when the Ragat Shavah once came to Berlin for medical treatment, so this Mr. Kut was a little boy right before Bar Mitzvah. So his father took him to the hospital to visit the Ragat Shavah. So so the Ragat Shavah says, oh, you're going to be Bar Mitzvah. What's the pshetl? What are you going to say? So he started to say what he's going to say. So the Ragat Shavah chaptois in advance. Well, probably going to say a standard chagas aryeh. So he chaptois in advance. So the kid thought, this man is a genius. How does he know what I'm going to say? Everybody knows the shagas. How does he know what I'm going to say? So he asked, he wanted to, and he heard that the Ragat Shavah was mevatel everybody, didn't think highly of anybody. So he wanted to hear it with his own ears. So he said, is it okay if I come to visit you again tomorrow? So he said, I'd appreciate it very much because I'm here by myself and I have no guests. No one's mevakechel. You'll give me a tchias hamesim if you come tomorrow. So the little kid came. His father wasn't there. And he started to ask what he said about the Chafetz Chaim and what he said about the Chafetz Seifer. So he said, Chafetz Seifer, nice Hungarian rabbi. Chafetz Chaim, a holy tzaddik. He's knocking everybody down. The Ramor, a nice rabbi. Nothing special. Except for the Or Samech. And he said, what did he say about the Or Samech? So he says, he stood up. The Ragat Shavah stood up out of the bed, out of respect. And then he said it again about Rabbi Simcha. He stood up a second time. Every time he said his name, he stood up. He said, he knows how to learn. He knows how to learn.
Yeah. He could
always have a lot of
silver in his house.
When he
came here from
Cincinnati, it was
always
probably by Mr. Kut. Because he had this shaykhs with the father, probably. The father, yeah. So usually people say over Rav Chaim and the Ragat Shavah, both say the same shot. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokes between the Rambam and the Gaonim, whether Revai applies to Chutz La'aretz or not? So the Menachas Chinuch said they're fighting about this, whether Revai is, whether Orla is Naik for 4 years, not the Revai is part of Orla, or it's Orla Luchud, and not the Revai Luchud. So that's what the Rambam says, Allah HaMashi Mesinim is only on Orla, there never was Allah HaMashi Mesinim, not the Revai. The Rav Chaim and the Ragat Shavah both have the same, every so often they have exactly the same. So they have the same word. Chaim explains it a little more by Riches on the Ragat Shavah. He always writes everything by Kitzer. Chaim explains a little more by Harchova. He says, the Machlokes is, what's the nature of the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? He say, in Chumash, the Torah only speaks about Ki sevoil haaretz and etaitem kol eitz machom and parshas kedoshim. So the Chumash says only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Then there's Allah HaMashim in Sinai of Arla b'chutz l'aretz. So that's how the Rambam holds. So the Allah HaMashim in Sinai was only on Arla. There never was Allah HaMashim in Sinai. Netarabai is not identical with Arla. And the Goinim are of the opinion that the Allah HaMashim in Sinai comes to reinterpret the Pasuk, to translate the words differently. Ki Sevoel Ha'aretz is not telling you the Mokam Nihug HaMitzvah, it's telling you the Zman Nihug HaMitzvah. That Orla applies all over the world. You shouldn't read the Ki Sevoel Ha'aretz when you come to Eretz Yisrael, this is one of the mitzvahs of Tlei Zvartz. No! Most of the mitzvahs began with Matan Torah, Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha, and Orla only begins Ki Sevoel Ha'aretz. But once you come to Eretz Yisrael, it applies all over the world. It's not the Mokam Nihug HaMitzvah, it's the Zman Nihug HaMitzvah. And Arla B'chutz L'aretz is in the Chumash, and you get Malkus Mamish, because you violated the Pasuk in the Chumash. The Rambam makes fun of the Goyim and says, hi, it's a double Machlokes, the Rambam and the Goyim. The Goyim hold that you get Malkus if you eat Arla B'chutz. The Rambam says, how can you get Malkus? It's only Allah HaMoshe Mesinai. Allah HaMoshe Mesinai is not written in Chumash at all. You only get Malkus if you violate a lab that's Dumi the lab da Chasima. So step number one, it has to be a lab that's written in Chumash. If it's not written in Chumash, it's not Dumi the lab da Chasima. So first it has to be written, then it has to say either loy or hisham and pel me'al. And if it's written lav haba mechlal asay, then it's not dumi the lav dachasim. So it's not written at all. For sure, it's not dumi the lav dachasim. So the Rambam argues with the Goyim. He says they made a mistake. There's no malchus deraisa if you eat orla b'chutz lor. The Goyim hold there is. The Halacha of Moshe Mesinai tells you how to translate the words of the Chumash. Ki Sevoel Ha'aretz is telling you the Zman Tchilas Nihug HaMitzvah. It's not the Mokam Nihug HaMitzvah. The Zman, this mitzvah begins, not from Matan Torah, it begins Ki Sevoel Ha'aretz. But then, once Ki Sevoel Ha'aretz, it's understood the Chumash goes Bein Boris, Bein B'chutz Lo. So if you read the Pasuk like that, so it goes on Netar Revai also. Ki Sevoel Ha'aretz is only the Zman Tchilas Nihug HaDin. But it's not the Mokam Nihug HaDin. So Netar Revai applies to Chutz Lo'aretz as well. So that's what... So it's a double machloikis, whether you get malchus or not. The Goyim think that you get malchus, the Rambam attacks them. The other machloikis is whether Neter Revai is noig b'chutz l'aretz as well. And then the Rogatchover adds on that this answers the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Pnei Yeshua in Brochas has the kasha that the Mishnah, the Le'ez Daf and Temura, says that Orlo's minhan is rafim, supposed to burn it. And the Gemara says that the Amoraim in Bavel, when they had a tzlaf, a tzlaf bush, and Orla's noig, so they zorikas who have yonis reichelus akafrisin. They threw out the peris that were Orla. What do you mean threw out the peris? They should have to burn it. It's minhan esrafim. Why didn't they burn it? That's his kasha. So that's what the Rogatchover says. He says, like Rab Chaim is saying, and he said, this answer to the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Orla Beretz Yisrael, you have to burn, because there's some pasuk or another, we don't know what it is. Rashi and Tosfos allude to it, they're not sure where it is either. That links together Orla with Kilai HaKerem. So just Kilai HaKerem is Pentugda, Shtukadesh, so Orla is also this Reifa. But Orla B'chutz Loretz, there's no pasuk at all. It's purely Allah HaMashim Mesinai. So it's so there's no din of sreifa. Masha'ini can, according to the Goinim, that the halacha Moshe Mesina tells you to translate the pasuk differently. Kisarel Haaretz is the zman niyoga mitzvah. It's not the mokam niyoga mitzvah. So then Orla B'chutzlo should really be the sreifa. Then you have the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Orla B'chutzlo should be the sreifa. Kisarel
Haaretz appears many times.
So usually it means the mokam niyoga mitzvah. And here, no. That's the normal pshat. And yes. Here, the Halacha Moshe Mesinai has a tradition. Here, we don't translate like that. Here, it means the Zman Niyugam Mitzvah, not the Mokam Niyugam Mitzvah. That's Kach Nem Halacha Moshe Mesinai. But normally, in all the other places that it says Kisavayu, it means that's the Mokam Niyugam Mitzvah.
Yeah, but how do we know the difference? I mean,
Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that's all.
If you learn like that, if those who don't learn that it's a Zman,
so they learn even by Orla, it means Kisabavas is the Mokam Niyoga Mitzvah, and Chutz Lortz are separate.
Yeah.
Only purely Allah HaMashi Mesina. Right. So that's the Kavacham. So we don't really paskan like Rab Shimon Bar Yochai over here. We hold that Kaloi HaKerem Chutz Lortz is only Midrabbanan. Kloi Ilonis is deraisa. Hakrobis Ilonis is deraisa, because it even applies to Bnei Noach. So, Chukim Shechakakta Lochakvav in the days of Adam Arishan, in the days of Noach. So then, by Bnei Noach, there's no difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lords. But we assume that Kloi HaKerem Chutz Lords is only with the Rabban. We don't accept Rab Shimon by Chloi's Kalo Chaima, that Kloi HaKerem should be deraisa in Chutz Lords.
Animals, that's also
usher. To hybrid the animals, that's also usher for us, even in Chutz Lartz and for the Bnei Noach, because it's all in the same pasuk. As Chukas Yedishmari Chukim Shachakak Telachakvar, which includes Behem Techolas Ebeiklaim, Besot Cholas Ezekalaim. So Ma Behem Tech has two different animals, and you're breeding them together. Absot Cholas Ezekalaim doesn't go on Kaloi Zroim or Kaloi Hakerim. It goes on Harkovas Ilonis. They take a branch from here and a tree from there, and you put them together, just like two different animals. You're breeding together. So by animals, it's an issa to breed, even by Bnei Noach. And by Harkovas Ilonis, even by Bnei Noach, it's an issa derais, even in Chutz Lartz. Right? No, that the goyim are allowed to do. No, that's not. Just Harkovas Ilonis. Because they're changing the creation. Yeah, Baruch Hashem created horses and he created cows, and you are blending them in together. So he's not allowed to. The goy is not allowed to do that. Yeah. So we don't accept Rab Shimon Chai. His own son didn't accept it. The last time on Amun Aleph, Rab Lazar Rab Shimon Aimer. So Rashi writes, Palagad Avua. Usually the Gemara says Rab Lazar Rab Shimon Svera Kavua, and he goes one step further. In different mesichtas you have. Over here, Rashi said, Palagad Avoy disagrees. Why? So Rashi said, V'safa d'chodesh ein enog b'chutz l'orts. And we made that there's no kalvachim. So it's only the Rabbanan. So Blaz Reb Shimon Aimer, he says, not true. He says, Mitzvah Tlei Baretz only applies in Eretz Yisrael. He calls it, Mitzvah Shein Estavu Yisrael Kodim K'nin Sosum L'orets HaTzuchay V'sagguf 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 A mitzvah which is tavol achet nisos and l'aretz means a chayvus karka and in heges alba oritz chutz, with two exceptions that really should have only applied in Eretz Yisrael, but there are exceptions to the rule. The two exceptions are hashmatas ksofim, when shmita comes to a close, shmitas ksofim, and shiluach avodim. Even though there should have been agriculture mitzvahs restricted only to Eretz Yisrael, they apply even in chutz l'aretz. And Mara says, what? Hashmatas Ksofim is an agricultural mitzvah. It has nothing to do. You don't have to own any karka at all. What has it got to do? Why in the world? Why should you think? What's the havamin? Why is it a yaitzim in aklal? It's not a yaitzim in aklal. Mora says, no, the nitzachel lelikidetanya. Rebbe says in the braise, the zedvar shmita shamot. So the pasuk uses the same verb twice. B'shtei shmita sakas medaber. So it's a hekish. Between Shemitah's Ksofim and Shemitah's Karka. Shemitah's Ksofim, we know what it means. And when the year of Shemitah comes to a close, Shemitah's Meshametah says Hamilve B'Soifa. What is Shemitah's Karka? So Rashi learns that Shemitah's Karka means observing all the laws of Shemitah. That all the laws of Shemitah, Kedusha Shemitah. That's how Rashi learns. Yeah, but according to Rashi, there's something missing over here. So that's what motivates Rabbein Tam over here and in other places in Shas. The same text appears in a few places. So that's what leads Rabbein Tam to reinterpret. He says, this Braise Rebbe Omer appears in Yerushalmi, and it says explicitly not like Rashi. B'shtei Shmitas HaKosam Adaber, Shmitas Karka means Yovel. Doesn't mean Shmitas Karka, the Avodas HaKarka. Shmita's karka means yovel, that the karka is taken away from you. If you bought a stay mikneh, so when it comes Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, it goes back to the rightful owner, reverts back to become a stay achuza. That's called Shmita's karka. L'shelah shmit means to pull out, to slip out something. So Shmita's karka means the karka is taken away from the person who bought it. He no longer has the stay mikneh, and it reverts back to the original owner who had it as a stay achuza. And what is Shmitas Ksofim? Shmitas Ksofim means everything in Shnas HaShmita. Even the Yisra Ravodis HaKarka is also called Shmitas Ksofim. Why? Why do they call it Shmitas Ksofim? Said the Rabbi. Said Taisus, he explains in the long Taisus, they quote a Sifrei that the Sifrei says Beferish that Shemitah's Ksavim only applies to Shemitah, doesn't apply to Yovel. When Yovel comes to a close, there is no din that it cancels debts, only Shemitah. Some has dug up another source from the days of the Tanaim. There are Tanaim who seem to disagree with this. They hold that Shemitah's Ksavim is Naik B'Yovel also. Okay, but Shita HaMekubel, they said there were a lot of Tanaim who disagreed with a lot of things that we own. Okay. But what it says in the Sifrei, that's what we assume, that's what Rabbi Natam says. That Shemitah's Ksofim only applies to Shemitah, doesn't apply to Yovel. Yovel has all Adinu of Shemitah except for Shemitah's Ksofim. That's what the Bavli seems to be assuming. So this Rabbi Yomer, this is the same Brisa that appears in the Yerushalmi, also Rabbi Yomer, and Tosfos says that it appears in the Sifro, the beginning of Parshas Behar. This is the Machlokes HaTanaim that we speak about a lot. Parashat Bar, the first paragraph is about Shemitah, and then the second paragraph is a Stuma, then it begins the Din of Yovel. So it says, if you count 7 years, seven times, and you observed seven Shemitahs, and it's 49 years, then the 50th year you should observe Yovel. So, and there's a Stuma in between. So there's a Machlekes in the Sifro, in the Torah's Kahneman, that's that Pasuk. What if you know in advance that Yovel will not be Noiv? Why? Because you don't have Kol Yashvehu Aleh. Because the Pasuk says regarding Yovel, Krosim Dror Ba'aretz L'chol Yashveh. Dror means the Eved Ivri goes free. Eved Knayni is L'Yol Mehem Tavod. He doesn't go free. He doesn't go free B'Sheish, and he doesn't go free B'Yovel, unless he set him free. And we pass on like a Rebbe Kiva that L'Yol Mehem Tavod is an Isaresim. M'Shach Rav the Oyle Bes, if you free the Eved Knayni, he did an Avera. You're not supposed to. Three cases we permit it, but usually we don't allow it. And Eved Ivri you're allowed to free, but an Eved Knayni you're not allowed to free. So the Gemara says the two exceptions to the pasuk krasim dror ba'aretz l'chol yashveh. Dror means freedom, that you set the eved ivri free, and it says krasim dror ba'aretz l'chol yashveh. So the connotation is v'zman shekol yashvehu aleho. If you don't have kol yashvehu aleho, so the laws of Yovel don't apply. So there's a machlokes hatanaim, Rebbe and the Chachamim. Does that imply that the laws of Shemitah also don't apply min haTorah? It's only with the Rabbanan. Let's say today. So we assume kedusha saretz is deraisa. Kedusha shniyah was kitshu min haTorah in the days of Ezra and the Makadosh. The 7 years of Golus Babel Eretz Yisrael did not have kedusha. We pass from kedusha v'shoina. That was created by Yeshua ben Nun, was Kitchel Shaita, Veloy Kitchel Asiloim. Tosfos in Yevamos on Daf Pei Beis quotes the Rabbeinu Hananel who learns Kedusha Vishayna means the Kedusha that was created by Avram Avinu. So Tosfos says that's not correct. In the days of Avram Avinu, he owned Eretz Yisrael. He acquired ownership of Eretz Yisrael, but it didn't have Kedusha till the Shevesh Kavsha and the Shevesh Chilkom. And that's called Kedusha Vishayna. Kedusha Saaretz that was Chal Ayidei Kibush Vachaluka. So there was a machlokes at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon, when the Babylonian armies conquered all of Eretz Yisrael. Did that cause the Kedusha Saaretz to disappear, to vanish into thin air? So the accepted opinion is that Kedusha Rishon was lo kitchel osilov. At the time of Churban HaMedina, the whole Kedusha Saaretz disappeared. And then there were Mekadosh again a second time, Kedusha Shnei, in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah. So that's a machlokes, but the Kedusha Shnei was kitchel osilov, was also batlo. So some Rishonim hold that Kedusha Shnei was also Batla, the Bi'ur Agro, in Shin Lamed Aleph, in Yerid Day, Shin Lamed Aleph has all the mitzvahs of Tlayis Ba'aretz, Bi'ur Agro quotes the Sefer HaTruma, by the Rabbeinu Baruch, the Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam, the Baal HaTais, he saw holds that Kedusha Shnei was Batla. It's a question whether maybe Rashi was like that, Rashi in Sanhedrin, in the third period. Sounds like he holds the Lalocha like that. So that's the base. So maybe, you know, just have a whole discussion. There's Rashi hold like that, but we don't assume like that. We assume Shulchan Aruch that the Kedusha Shnei was Lei Batla. Kedusha Shnei was Lei Batla. So the Kedusha Saaretz is deraisa today. So the question is, does that necessarily follow that Shemitah should be deraisa? So the Gemara says on the first daf here, this appears the first daf in Moed Kotan based on the base, Rebbe's Braisa here on the eighth line from the top. Tanya Rebbe Yomer, so it says it's in Gitl Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin. The sugya proves by the might cut in that base, at that mashkin base hashlochin. So the Gemara says that Shemitah Bizman is only the Rabbah. Why? So Rashi explains Poshim Pshat in the Gemara that we follow Rebbe. Rebbe says, even though there are two different parshios, beginning of Bahar, there's a stuma in between Shemitah and Yovel, but the Shemitah is only the Raisa if it can lead up to Yovel. If you know in advance that you're lacking, even the observance of the Shemitah is only going to be Midirabban. So we don't have Kol Yoshva Alel. Maybe we're getting close to it, but we don't have it yet. Kol Yoshva Alel. So that's why we assume that even the Shemitah is only the Rabbanan. Yeah, how did this lead the Rambam to say that even Chumas and Maisis is only the Rabbanan? So that's a Pella. So that's what the Beis HaLevi quotes. His son, Rab Chaim, the Rosh Yeshiva and Valoshim, said, my son, the genius, said that in order to know what to be Mafish, Chumas and Maisis, you have to know what year of the Shemitah cycle is it. It was the first 2 years is Mafish Maisa Sheni. It was the third year Mafish Maisa Rani. And if it's the seventh year, you're not mafish anything. You can't be mafish from the first year on the second year. So hafrashas trumas amais is always a function of which year of Shemitah is. So if Shemitah is only the Rabban, because Shemitah depends on Yovel, so then by definition, trumas amais is also going to be the Rabban. That's what the Beis HaLevi quotes from Rab Chaim. Yeah. So again, so Rebbe says in the Braisa, Shtei Shemitah's kas medaba, acha Shemitah's kaka, acha Shemitah's tzav. So Rashi learns, Shemitah's kaka means the Isra avodas hakarka in Shemitah, and Shemitah's tzav means canceling that. And Taisus quotes Rabbi Natam, no, this Rebbe Yoimah is the same Rebbe in the Torah's Kehana, beginning of Bahar, and the same Braisa that appears in the Yerushalmi. Shemitah's karka means that you take away the karka and Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. Doesn't mean Shemitah. Shemitah's Ksofim means all of Shemitah. Why do you call all of Shemitah Shemitah's Ksofim? Even the Avodas HaKarka is called Shemitah's Ksofim, because Shemitah's Ksofim is only annoyed by Shemitah, not by Yovel. So everything that has to do with Shemitah we call Shemitah's Ksofim. So that's what he said, that if they know in advance that the Shemitah is not going to be able to lead up to a Yovel, then the whole observance of the Shemitah is only Midirabbanan. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara says, one might have mistakenly thought that since Shemitah's Ksofim is a function of Shemitah's Karka, whatever that means, either means observance of Yovel or observance of Avodas HaKarka and Shemitah, so one might have mistakenly thought that since Shemitah's Karka is a agricultural mitzvah, it's only Noig Ba'aretz, so maybe Shemitah's Ksofim should also only be Noig Ba'aretz. So Kamash Malon, that it's not so. That's why he calls it, that's why Rab Lazar, Rab Shimon calls Shemitah's Ksofim an exception to the rule. It should have been governed with the rule that it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, and it's an exception to the rule. And the same thing, Shiluach Avadim in the Mashiach. Shiluach Avadim Chayvus Aguf. What's the Hava mean? Why do you say Shiluach Avadim is a Yotzei Min HaKlal? It's a Chayvus Aguf. It's not a Chayvus Karka at all. It's not at all an agricultural mitzvah. Well, no, so Gadat HaMina. I would have thought mistakenly, since it says across from Droba or it's L'Chol Yisrael, it sounds like you only freed the slaves in Eretz Yisrael. Baratem B'chutz L'Otlo. So Kamash Malon, that it's not so. Talmud Lema, that it's not so. Yeah, that it even applies to the Chutz Lord. The Shaila is Tkiya Shofar that we mentioned. It says, Vavata Shofar Trua B'chol Artzachem. What do you mean, B'chol Artzachem? Means only in Eretz Yisrael.
It's plural.
Huh?
It's plural.
Artzachem.
Oh, I see.
Artzachem. Does it say Arotzos? Artzos Sechem. If it would say Artzos Sechem, then maybe you're right. All of your land, all of your country. Artzachem means your country. Sounds like Eretz Yisrael. No, it means wherever the Jews live. So it's a funny machloikas, the Turi Eben and the Sfasemis on Rosh Hashanah, the first parak. When the Gemara talks about the Tkiya Shofar and Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, does it only apply in Eretz Yisrael? The Rambam has the same lashon as the Pasuk, Madir Shofar B'chol Gvul Yisrael. B'chol. So the Rambam is also vague, just same lashon as the pasuk. So you don't know whether it's noig b'chutz l'aretz or not. The pashta says it should be noig b'chutz l'aretz. It should be a chayvus aguf. Why should you think that it's only an eretz?
Isn't that a pesim?
It's more connected to bezin than tkiyas on Rosh Hashanah. Tkiyas on Rosh Hashanah has nothing to do at all with the bezin. Except that Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, then they made Gzeira Deraba, that you're not allowed to blow Shofar, except Bamigdush Hayatoy cannot blow Yom Deir. Why is Bamigdush? Because of the presence of the Bezin. Not because Ein Shavuz Bamigdush. No, because Bezin HaGadol meets in the Lishkas HaGozes. So out of respect for the Rabbanim and the Bezin HaGadol, the people are going to be on their best behavior, and no one's going to be Mechal Shabbos. So there's no Gzeira de Rabba in the Bez Nagol, in the Beis HaMikdash, because the Bez Nagol is there, and the people are going to be more serious. That's why the Mishnah says, not only Bez Nagol and Yerushalayim, Chomachim Sheisham, Bez Nishal Yavna also. When the Bez Nagol moved to Yavna, there was no Beis HaMikdash in Yavna, but in the presence of the big Rabbanim, the big Doli Hador, the Bez Nagol, the people are going to behave, and they're going to be more careful with the Shmirah Shabbos.
But this mitzvah is not...
So that's on Rosh Hashanah, Shechalias B'Shabbos, you're allowed to blow shofar in the presence of the Bez Nagodol. So the Gemara said, that's chilek is only made the Rabban. That the Tkiyas on Rosh Hashanah connected with the Bez Nagodol, that's only made the Rabban, and the Gzeira the Rabba plays a role. But in Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, the Ritva says on Rosh Hashanah, interprets in the Gemara, it plays a role on the level of their Isa, that the Ikem Mitzvah is everyone should blow shofar along with the Bez Nagodol for the purpose of Shiluach Avodim, to declare that the Avodim go free. So there it's a din, Bizman Bez Nagodol is a din deraisa. And Rosh Hashanah Shecholis B'Shabbos, you only blow shofar Bizman Bez Nagodol when they're still in session, when they're meeting on Rosh Hashanah Shecholis B'Shabbos. That's a din derabbanan. But I'm Kippur Shel Yovel Bizman Bez Nagodol, that's a din deraisa. That's the Ritva interprets in the Gemara. But still, it's a chayvus aguf. It should apply even a chutzlo. Shouldn't?
Even though there's no bezdin.
No, only when you have a bezdin.
Only when you have
a bezdin in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, and the ikat kiyah shayfar yam kippur shol yadol is the bez nagodol should blow, and then everybody should blow along with the bez nagodol.
But it wouldn't apply in chutzlo if there's no bez nagodol.
No, but let's say there is a Bez Nagodol in Yerushalayim, or somewhere in Eretz Yisrael. There is a Bez Nagodol, and the Jews in Eretz Yisrael are blowing shofar in conjunction with the Bez Nagodol. Do the Jews in Chutz La'aretz also blow along with the Bez Nagodol in Eretz Yisrael?
And nowadays,
we don't have a Bez Nagodol. We don't have a Yom Kippur. We don't have a Yovel. We don't have a Yovel at all. So that's a machlokes, the Turi Yevin and the Sfasemis and Rosh Hashanah, whether the mitzvah of Kiyah Shofar is restricted only Eretz Yisrael, it applies all over the world. So the Gemara says, once you come to the realization that Shiluach Avodim is a Chayvus Aguf, and it applies even in Chutz La'aretz, so why does that cross from Droba Aretz? It's only a Havamina. I would have thought only in Eretz Yisrael. So Lamaskana, why does it say Ba'aretz? So the Gemara gives an answer, Bizmasha, Adro Narek Ba'aretz, Narek B'Chutz La'aretz, Ein Adro Narek Ba'aretz, Ein Narek B'Chutz La'aretz. What does that mean? What does that mean? So Mestametz, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah has like that. And it says, Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes. The Gemara says there, if the Bez Nagodol didn't blow Shofar, then the whole Yovel falls apart. That the Tkiyah Shofar on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel is Ma'akev in the Chalois Kedusha Shnasa Yovel. If the Bez Nagodol, if the couple of people didn't blow shofar, that doesn't prevent the Kedushas Yevil from being chal. But if the Bez Nagodol doesn't blow, that's what the Rishonim said, Bez Nagodol doesn't blow shofar on Yom Kippur Shel Yevil. Everybody's supposed to blow along with the Bez Nagodol. Bez Nagodol doesn't blow, then the whole Kedusha Shnasa Yevil isn't chal. So that's what the Gemara has a lashon. Bizman Shel Yevil, Noig Ba'aretz, if the Bez Nagodol is blowing shofar on Eretz Yisrael, then in Noig B'chutz La'aretz, then you have Shiluach Avodim all over. But Bizman Shein and Noig Ba'aretz, Ein Adroi Noig Ba'aretz, if they didn't blow Shofar, Tkiya Shofar and Yom Kippur Shel Yovel is supposed to be a Simen and Shiluach Avodim. So if the Bez Nagodol and Eretz Yisrael didn't blow Shofar on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, so the whole Kedusha HaShana is Nechal. So it's Mutatu Melechas HaKarka. It doesn't have a din of Yovel at all. So that's what it means. Koshim and Droba Oretz. Doesn't mean Ba'aretz and B'chutz La'aretz La'aretz. Bizman Shata Noig Ba'aretz, Noig B'chutz La'aretz. If the Bez Nagodol didn't blow Shofar on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, then the whole Kedushas Yovel isn't Chal. So there's a Machlokes HaTanoim, where the Chodesh B'chutz La'aretz is Deraisa Derabbanan. That was the machlokes. This one, when it says b'chol mashu asechem, it says lech v'kavu kamal asechem b'chol mashu asechem. Doesn't mean b'chol makom mishatem yoshim all over the world. So chodesh b'chutz l'aretz is their isa. Oh no, b'chol makom shusach means in Eretz Yisrael after kibush v'chiluk, after the first 14 years. Yeah, what's an afkemina? Whether it's their isa or their abonon? So we said one afkemina would be whether aratzis or rechoykos. If it's only midir abonon, so then the Magen Avraham quotes in the Sefer HaTruma that only applied to aratzis as smuchas l'Eretz Yisrael, wouldn't apply to aratzis or rechoykos. So that's what the Mishkan Yaakov says, that that's what we rely on. We follow that opinion, that Chodesh B'chutz Lo is only the Rabbana. Rov HaRishon Paskan, that Chodesh B'chutz Lo is the Daraisa. So then it wouldn't make a difference, but I wrote Sasmuchas, I wrote Sarachaikas. But if you hold that Chodesh B'chutz Lo is only the Rabbana, then there's room to say, you're not Mukhrach, there's room to say that it should only apply to I wrote Sasmuchas, Laretz Yisrael. Yeah, the Aruch HaShulchan wakes up in Yeridaya. Thing of Eish Tzad Gimel, the siman about Chodosh B'chutz Lo'aretz. So in Hilchos Pesach, I don't think he comments. Magen Avraham says in Hilchos Pesach that all the Jews in Chutz Lo'aretz rely on this Sefer Truma, that Chodosh B'chutz Lo'aretz is only the Rabban, so it only applies to Aratzus HaSmuchas. Then the Aruch HaShulchan wakes up in the end of Yerideya, oh, he's saving the Jews, like as if he discovered America. It's a Magen Avraham, an af and art. He found the Sefer Truma. Yeah. So that's where the Gemara is starting again, the whole topic all over again. Tanan Hosam, we have a Mishnah. A few Mishnah in a few places says, Chodesh Hosam and Ator B'chomok. Chodesh B'chutz Lo'aretz is their Isa. That's a Mishnah. Zianka thinks we don't pass like that. He thinks that we pass on Chodesh B'chutz Lo'aretz is their Rabbanon, because the Mishnah says, the first Perik in Kalim says, Hesek Kedusha Sein, there are 10 levels of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael Mekodesh is Mikol HaRotza Shemivim Emenu HaOymer Eshtei Lechem. The Oymer Shtei Lechem has to have grown in Eretz Yisrael. What kind of a din is that? The Gemara never explains what's the marker. So he says, because the Oymer is Bo Lahatir Es HaChodosh. So the Mishnah assumes Chodosh B'chutz Lo'aretz is only the Rabbanim. Chodosh B'chutz Lo'aretz would be their Isa, then you can bring Chodosh, then you can bring the Minchas Oymer from Chutz Lo'aretz also. The fact that the Mishnah states that the Minchas Oymer has to have grown in Eretz Yisrael is because it has to be Mata the Yisr Chodosh. It has to have an Yisr Chodosh. Then by being Makrivit, it's matter itself. Usually there's a din, the Gemara says, Marachas Tafeh, usually there's a din, Mimashki Yisrael, Miramuta Yisrael, it's a posik in Yecheskel, that he says, when they're going to build the next place on Migdash, we're going to bring Karbonis, we're going to bring wine, from Nisachayayim, Mimashki Yisrael. So it doesn't mean that it has to have, the grapes, the wine has to have grown in Eretz Yisrael. The grapes can grow Chutz Lo'aretz. Mashki Yisrael means, it should be wine that's kosher for a Jew to drink. That if the wine is orlo akloy akerem and it's also bachilo, then it's pasal amizbech. That's called mashki Yisrael. And the Gemara says, "Manochas tafei hu adenami." Let's say you bring a korban, a behemah is a korban and a beis hamikdash, and the behemah is a treifa, happens to be a treifa. So it's also bachilo Yisrael, so you can't bring it as a korban. Chelav b'dam is the exception to the rule. The Gemara says chelav b'dam is also lahedyot. So that's what the Gemara said, that's an exception to rule. So the Ksav service says there, it's also lahedya because it's miyuchad lagavoya. So that's not a violation of Mimashke Yisrael. It doesn't start off being treif. It's miyuchad for hakrova. So therefore, we're not allowed to eat. But whatever is also bachili, so he can't bring it. So that's what the Gemara says there, Menachas, that the minchas ha'omer is an exception to the rule. It has to have an Issa Chadosh. And then when you makrif it, it's matir itself. It starts off as being Isa. You bring a Minchas HaOmer, the thing is also Achila, because it's Chodosh. But when you makriv it, and then it turns out that it's Matar itself. So the Minchas HaOmer has to have grown, that barley has to have grown Dafke in Eretz itself. It grew in Chutz Lo'aretz, Mishnah says no good. Why is it no good? Obviously because Chodosh B'Chutz Lo'aretz is not the rice, it's only the Rabban. So that's when the Mishkan is Yankri thinks that we should pass on like that Tana. Because that's the Stam Mishnah in Kalim, in Perek Aleph and Kalim, that the Omer Shtei Lechem, Eim Evim Ela Min Haaretz, has to have grown in Eretz Yisrael, has to have an Issa Chodesh, and it's Matar its own Issa. It's Matar itself. That's how the Gemara explains in Menachas Daf Hei. So again, so this Mishnah starts off Chodesh Asim and Atar B'chom Mokam, okay, that's a big debate. Orlo applies B'chom Mokam Haloche. The Gemara said in the next line, my halacha, what does the loshen mean? That Mishnah and Orla, what do you mean halacha? So it's Machla Amrav Yudhima Shmuel, Hilchas Medina, they quote Rav Yaakov Hamdan. Some in the New Gemara, they quote on the sign. They should say Hilchas Medina, not Hilchas Medina. Hilchas Medina means that it's an Isa de Rabbanan. And Ulok, that's Rav Yehuda quotes Shmuel. And Ulok quotes Rav Yechanan. No, that it's Halacha Moshe Messina. Halacha means Halacha Moshe Messina. So the Gemara asks on the next dot. Rashi jumps the gun over here. Rashi says, the Gemara is going to ask the Kash. The Gemara asks, how can it be if it's Halacha Moshe Messina? If Ola B'chutzla is Halacha Moshe Messina, means that it's a Din D'Oraisa. So how can the Mishnah continue to say that Sofek Ola B'chutzla is Mutter, a Sofek D'Oraisa is L'chumra? So the Gemara answers, Kach Nemra Halacha. Gemara says, Ishtemim Kishochoda, Rabbi Yechanan was stunned. He didn't know what to answer. That's Rabbi Yechanan Kasha. He finally said, Kach Nemra Halacha, that Vado Oser and Sveikamut. So he mentioned quite a few times, as Machlekes, the Ramam and the Ramban, what that means. Sveikamut. So the Ramam understood that every Sofik Halach L'mashim Messina is always L'hokam. Only Sofik Deraisa L'chumra. The Ramah holds that Sofik Deraisa L'chumra itself is only B'de Rabbanan. So they were only Machmer B'de Rabbanan to ask a Sofik Deraisa, but a Sofik Halach L'mashim Messina, they were never Machmer. So that remains on the level of Deraisa. The Sofik Deraisa L'kulam B'Deraisa, they never made a Chumra. And the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs attacks this Ramban. He says it's not true. When the Gemara says Kach Nemar Halacha Sveika Mutter means Sofik Onda B'chutz Loretz is Mutter. But they didn't mean every single Halacha Moshe Messina Sveika L'kula. No. Halacha Moshe Messina is a Din D'Oraisa and every Sofik Halacha Moshe Messina is L'chumer. So we mentioned a few times, where is the Rambam that the Ramban is attacking? Where did the Rambam say that? That's what a lot of the early Achronim don't know. So we mentioned in the Sefer Ara de Rabbanan by one of the Al-Ghazi, so he lists off everything, what's the Raisa, what's the Rabbanan, everything alphabetically arranged, all little one volume encyclopedia on just this one issue, what's the Raisa, what's the Rabbanan. So he quotes this Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Rambam. He says, where is the Rambam? So he says, he found the Rambam, it's in Hilchas Mikvos, that the Rambam quotes the Mishnah, a person was toivel in a mikveh, sofak yesh ba memso, sofak ein ba memso, so it says he go l'chumra. So the Rambam implies, when he quotes the Mishnah, he asks the kasha, and he gives a teretz. He, without spelling it out, he's asking a kasha, give a teretz. He's asking a kasha, but the memso in the mikveh is only halach l'moshe mesina. Because shiurin, mechitzen, chatzitzen mechitzen, is halach l'moshe mesina. So whenever you have a suffix in the shear, so you really ought to go lakula. If it's a suffix, Allah Moshe Mizin is lakula. So the Rambam says there are two different kinds of Allah Moshe Mizin. If you have a suffix, whether you have yotze nisach hamayim or not, you did nisach hamayim and you're not sure whether you were yotze. So the Rambam says there the din would be that suffix, Allah Moshe Mizin, lakula. But here, you need tefillah and a mikveh. That's pshuta shal mikra. Then you need tefillah. A person is tummy has to be tefillah and a mikveh. What's the definition of a mikveh? So that's Halacha Moshe Sinai defines what it says in Chumash. A mikveh means memso. So this is a different kind of Halacha Moshe Sinai. It's not that from the beginning to the end. It's a din in the Chumash that a tomei has to be tovel in the mikveh. The Halacha Moshe Sinai defines what a mikveh is, that you need memso. So here the Mishnah says Safek Halacha Moshe Sinai is l'chumra, because this Halacha Moshe Sinai is coming to interpret what it says in the Chumash. But if you would have had a different kind of Halacha Moshe Messina, like Nisach HaMayim Halacha Moshe Messina, then you would take say Lekula. Then you would say Lekula. So that's what the Ara de Rabbanan writes. This is the Rambam that the Ramban was picking on. The Ramban held that Kach Nemra Halacha Vado Asa Sveika Muta only applies to Sofik Orla B'chutzlo. It doesn't apply to any other Halacha Moshe Messina. Every Halacha Moshe Messina is a Din D'Oraisa. And Sveika is Asa. Sofik D'Oraisa is Asa. So that's the machlek, the famous machlek is the Rambam and the Ramban.
In the Chodesh we allow because of the reason that it's matter itself, the
Minchas Omer is Chodesh, it should really be a violation of Mimashki Yisrael. But it's self-understood, that's what the Torah says. The Minchas Omer has to be Chodesh, but then it's matter itself. Just like it's matter, chadash, all over the world, so it's matter itself also. It makes it, it's like boink achas. It makes itself a kosher akorban. It starts off as being a posel akorban, because it's a violation of mashke Yisrael, in munamutal Yisrael.
since it has to be for Eretz Yisrael, so that
has to be chadash, and it's matter itself, like it's matter all the chadash in Eretz
Yisrael.
Right, we assume like that Sefer HaTruma, that Chodosh V'chutzla is only the Rabbanan, so it's only Barosat HaSmuchas, and we live so far away from Eretz Yisrael, Barosat HaRachokas, just like Trumas and Maisers doesn't apply even with the Rabbanan, Barosat HaRachokas, so to the Din of Chodosh V'chutzla doesn't apply to Barosat HaRachokas.
Does that mean because there could be a tour from Eretz Yisrael in those countries?
It could be, yeah.
That's the reason
to give him by Truma.
Yeah.
Why did they only enter this Truma by Eretz HaSmuchas? Because maybe it's really a produce of Eretz Yisrael, and they took it over the border.
And Chodesh would be the same.
Also, could be that Chodesh that they took from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lord. They do export Chodesh from Eretz Yisrael. Bagels are made a lot of times in New York City with Israeli flour. And cakes and cookies and that's all made with American flour. It's a different kind of flour. So to have the consistency of bagels, Israeli flour is better. So even in America, they make bagels with Israeli flour. And in Eretz Yisrael, in America...
So that's where the Chodesh would be more applicable.
Yeah,
They should have that.
That's Chodesh Eretz Yisrael. That's Israeli Chodesh. That's Israeli Chodesh. Okay, so we will stop here. But we know tomorrow we'll continue. Get involved in Agadah at the end of the parak, so not going to discuss that too much. After we finish the parak, we'll start the second parak.
Are you ready tomorrow?
I think it's a regular day.
Wednesday.